zum Weichheit. Also the simon the case is off the page. It's a lot here. Once I go through the basic halachas and about the pasuk and get this throughout like a verse. Fine, the first thing over here is supposed to be kveh and sheferes and put onto the wall. Come on the goyim, go down by the Pesach Shuvah right away, he says the Kiddush, but he says you cannot wrap up a mezuzah in a cloth and put to the wall. Basically sounds like you cannot take your mezuzah, wrap it up in plastic, put onto the wall. Maaseh Klal Yisrael does do it. First come on the Chasuchim and he has a bunch of tigers and says, whoever wrote this, a shmer, shama v'tov, come with the sake. And he has to go down the Chazanish, the Chazanish says, do not believe it came out of these words from the goyim. And then there was personal fact that there even is a going. Whether it's we have a lot of similar, so there's no going over here. We have nothing in staff that he wrote. So he thinks that one Talmud wrote, and there's a big picture of where the man of this halacha is. Just done this, I saw other cases also similar to the fact with the going. The Akdoma to the Shimon Aruch, the son of the going of Reino Abram, who wrote the Akdoma, being done as Maisa from his father. His father went to go eat somewhere, and they showed him something that was very, didn't taste too good, say nicely. He tasted it, he threw up, he didn't like it, he ate it again, he threw up, he ate it again, he threw up. So they asked him, my high, what are you doing here? So he said to the Baal Bosch, gave it to me, and Kosh Mouth, call my Shema Baal Bai to say, then anything that says by the Chazal, I say, I should taste it naturally. That's what the son of the Goyim says to his father. So everyone has a whole circle title, one of the words that mean what's shot, is it true or not true, struck the Chazmish. Doesn't believe it. Now this is the son of the guy, not the time of Talmud is, the Talmud story. The son of the guy, like, don't listen to the law, if you read it, still go down, doesn't believe it. Rising also, he got a list of Moshe wants to say about a guy. That Tartina says a child of a guy, and also a guy, so Rising says only, yes, and Moshe doesn't believe it's such a guy. And so Rising is a Moshe, how do you know? Like, he comes a long time ago, he passed away 1797, how do you know? He says, I'll tell you how I know. It has no more cause, no reason that makes no sense, and this story is about me, and I'm alive, and I deny it, they still say it about me. But he lived over 200 years ago, they make up stories. And again, I spoke to them with different things that they say, quoting machines, the name, I personally decided all this, all these from say, Lloyd Whenever. Good, so much, I never signed it, never saw it, Lloyd Whenever, like everything she signed. Why is his signature? Fine, they take my signature. So that's when they're alive. Koske, with the other McCoy, I more against it. But in my name, we don't believe that there's such a thing as that. Now, like this going to score down with the Sanchuvo, there are those who are choishes, the Thermal says to be choishes, a little bit, the Mixed Master says to be choishes, and they have mice of different kashas, no way to answer. The Gemara says you put into a reed, and you stick it to the wall, the mice of Chatzitza, the going saying, you have Chatzitza. So where the Thermal and others want to answer, it means that you first connect the case to the wall, then the case will go to the wall, then you put the mezuzah in inside. Then you not make, if you put the mezuzah first in the case and then you connect to the wall, you have chatzitza. I'm saying you put the case first, something wrong, you have to put the case first. Then what happens, it's mevotel. Then you put the mezuzah inside, you stuff it up, fine, you let it fall the wall, there's no chatzitza. That's just how to take care of the case, instead of the plastic will be a problem. But those who want to be mapping for the goyim, they say, this is what the goyim means. Because everyone is speaking more about mitzvah against the goyim, it says put it to the case. Okay, it says, no, it means put the case on first, you vote to the wall, then you put the mezuzah inside. If you want to be choishes, you do the minigas maisa. What?
You know what I'm saying
like that? Maisa, I don't know if you do it, it'll be a plastic, they skin you plastic, they don't like the grain again. Hashes is like the 21 times, not that much tomorrow, and therefore they don't get maisa not away. Oh, so maisa, first of all, the plastic helps the bedroom, we really mentioned last time, my colleague gives a real present dish. Maisa, if it's at the other side of the door, it's not a problem anyway. So. If you want to be mockers, on the side of the door, yeah, you need to sleep one covering. Like, one covering would be the mezuzah. Put on first, if you want to get, if you want to be close to the grain sheet, though. Also, there's girls based upon the skin. The grain says, doesn't mean to be mopsticks. New fancy mezuzah cases that I've seen that you have a, let's say, a silver bottom, silver on top, and then a glass in between, that the glass is not touching the wall. The hefstick is here in between. Mamasha, but it's fancy, it's what it's a mashu off the wall. It's like it's a hole, it's a screw, and then a glass in between. They discussed with Maisha, the heftik, the whole going saying you can't anything be mastic. Have Mamashi here, I have a mastic.
The plastic behind you, mastic. I remember Shalisha. Has it touched plastic in the
middle of the plastic? That's the question. That's the shy level of discussion. See, Maisha, if you know Masham, which I didn't find that says to be mastic, when I looked up the Mamash, the two ways quoting is what does speak about, not one word about Mazuzah, maybe something else over there. But the Maisha, he said about his motor, no problem, we close that question. I'm hoping that Maisha that either, even if he's the I mean, if you go with the Goyim anyway, you have a problem. You don't go with the Goyim, the mind says, oh, it's all mafud, it's all connected. We have no halacha that the case has to touch the wall. Who says we have a din of Aver Mafsik? For example, you put the, even put the plastic on, and the mezuzah is not leaning on it, it's leaning on the front part. You know, Hefsik? That's just not, they don't go to the place you want to say there's no Hefsik, and therefore they're very nice. Mezuzah, they have it done this way. And that's just how to be putting it off. Again, the halacha is nice now, because you want to be cautious, you put up the mezuzah first. Now, the law has come along with the and says about instead of bracha, you make a bracha l'kvoyim mezuzah. There are different mezuzahs. The Maisa and Hogan to this, and Hogan we say l'kvoyim mezuzah. However, when you're shliach doing it with somebody else, we say the bracha k'vayim mezuzah. Find different mezuzahs. What? We say mezuzah. No, we always say l'kvoyim mezuzah, I think. Oh, in the Eshka, I'm sorry. By Rabin, I don't remember, I forgot what that is. I think they say they can go out from Kaylee, Kaylee, the Skewless Kaylee. They tell them they can tell them why in the world they switch to Nusra Kabra from Kaylee to Kaylee. The first you have to know how you pass them, but they bring you out from Skewless Kaylee. By Skewless Kaylee, not Kogis, but Hogan the Mikvah, they have two, by Hanof, you have an option. Other places, right, you have two different choices. You have to know how you pass them to Skewless Kaylee, even though you have a cashier to Nusra Kabra. I don't know what to do about Nusra Kabra, remember. Maisha, we do do somebody else. The Maisha, they all discuss why give it out cover and get something else put off of you. The Maisha, this is why Yeshua Mishlucha. You find Shivas who puts it off and makes it rough. What's the Mishlucha? Or if you say Lefroy Mishlucha, say Alfius Mishlucha. The Maisha, the Anogra, the Shach says, we do not say Shachiyadu. If you say, let's say the first time in your life to make Mishlucha, the big number be Allah, Tim Chalfej, it says, Ma'akhoi, Ma'anokhoi, to have either a bag or a food, and say Shachiyadu and get it together. Why can Maisha share the first time you do the Mishlucha? What's the way you get it? The point we pass with the shekel, it says there's no in no shekel on it. Again, when we put up the mezuzah, the bracha, we can do 2, 3, 4, 5, as many as what one time. The bi'al lachon from the days. You discuss it. The time over here brings it down. It says the ayin shem. I don't want to be a lachon. It says the same story. They bring down lichus, they bring down that mishnah brua. They put up the mishnah brua. It's in my case, it's sitters, so we're wearing it. So. Now, if you get the lock is clear, the Ramal says you put up a bunch of mezuzahs, two or three, you make one brach on all of them. Now, this is a shallow, it's a dafka one house, different houses. Pastor's house, like even different houses, and we make one brach. Over here, the mice is a big tumult, Mahoy, the place to the big, Yahis, the big jam to base hill, the mice, you have different houses, you make one brach. The Venice Chai says, maybe they have to. And glad it's interesting over here, Machai, even though it was 7 years ago, 34 years ago, quotes his fair, which will be Ashim, it says to be Choshish, and they should not make a brach, and the eighth place they is, don't put up one mezuzah over here. In the other house, they say, wait a couple of hours, and therefore you'll have a hetzer katas, and in a couple of days you have to make a bracha. Otherwise, out walking the licho in one house, not to a hefzik. One house, another house, machol yitav poiskim, being different sugyas, now in this sugya, different sugyas in charge. Therefore, they say, you should be machmer. That's the different sugyas they're discussing. That's the dimming, the big comments, the other halachas, the eating.
We'll make an hefzik in a couple of hours, or
we don't have to get to that. The passage in this case should be a couple of hours to be enough. Different than the head of the bathroom. Two things. Different than the side. Yes, so it might be if you have a head of the bathroom, you waited at the table, also should make a bracha. Now, on this bracha, if you put up a mezuzah, you forgot to make a bracha, and you only remember it afterwards, a couple of places may discuss. Always, if you still got to make a bracha, to make a bracha afterwards, or sisters make a bracha afterwards. Maestro Shalom on the place and what exactly do, they say the baby the best thing you can take it off the back on, and the cold days make a bracha. This is Shalom, usually we don't forget, so you put up, ready to make a bracha. Oh, so we'll have to get to what to do by case, that we didn't get to that yet. They say take it off, maybe check it, take it off, different ages I give. If you want to be master. Now, what? Right? We'll get that. See, that's true. Now, also when you put mezuzah, you make a bracha. Somebody else also make a bracha. But however, a lot of times you're putting up other people without the knowledge, whatever different cases are, whether you're the kid is about two, but the parents aren't religious, or you're not. Whatever the cases are that you want to put up, they let you. Or if let's say they're not making you a shliach, or they don't want you to do it, you're doing it anyway. Without the knowledge, or somebody who's not around to do without the knowledge, come on to the place and say, if I can make a bracha, you need a lot of shlichos. This is where Martin is a shlichos, if you cannot make a bracha.
But there are two cases where my team was
when he what? Even when he is Mukhayyib. Oh, no, it depends. I mean, in his own room is Mukhayyib. In his room is Mukhayyib. The rest of the house is not Mukhayyib. Yes, you make a bracha, Barakotah. You say, allowed to see the Israeli. In America, make a bracha, and I tell you, won't make a bracha. But in the rest of the house, when they put up, my son says, the father says, I don't want. I mean, you do whatever you want, but he's not making a mishliya. But he puts it up, can't make a bracha. Now, the bracha, what are you supposed to do? It's interesting. The words of the Torah is a little bit different than the Mechabit. The Mechabit says, "Bol lekov avidit b'shperes," and then once the kavena with kviyas already, then you make a bracha. It sounds like you have to put up and then make the bracha. It's how all over is what you do. Uvol latziyosim, you have to make a bracha beforehand. So, what in the world the Mechabit saying? You kviyas then make a bracha. So, where Bosch explains, and the Mechabit seems to be, you put up by derech arai, you bake it in a little bit, still hanging back and forth. You do it right. Uvol latziyosim has to be mamish beforehand, so even though the Torah. Machloikes again, it sounds like the machloikes over here, but the way they want to explain, no, means the kveh doesn't mean be kveh start and lock it in. It means just kveh it a little bit, make an aray, it's still not the kind of mitzvah, then make it bracha, then do it well. Shemati of Berkowitz, it was naked negated to him, but he got a fancy mezuzah from Eish, and they put on, what was my stuff?
Glass.
Oh, so they put on glue. The question was? So first put out, wait a minute, put
on.
Well, for this reason, because you have to be a Kriyas Arai. Sorry.
Okay.
No, it's not market. You know, it has to put out, it's not market. But the best thing is always overlash yours. And the Gemara says in the Sof, in the Zayin, look over, not to double, right in front of it. Now, with the Bracha, the Piskachuva here gets involved in those cases. Now first, what is the Kuli Alma, the Pasha, in every case in front of Machlokes, what's the Kuli Alma at least by Aloha? First, in the case you get a mezuzah from a gemach, you make a bracha on it. Basically, any mezuzah, tshu'ulo, you make a bracha on it. It is, as I said, you won't say, not, so you might say all the Pasha, but not the way that since you make a mezuzah in the mitzvah with a tshu'ulo, you can bring right to the case of tshu'ulo, so other cases, if a vadi make a bracha, get a mezuzah from a gemach, a vadi on it to say you make a bracha, that's not only by yourself. That's one thing everyone agrees. The other thing with the Piskachuva being down before everyone agrees with Aloha, in the case where you check your mezuzah and you see that it's possible, you have to get another mezuzah. Then also everyone agrees in the case of Abdi, you've got the mezuzah, you'd rather make a bracha. That's the color there. So three cases which that are not clear. And again, either you have to ask Rebel Paskin or Bob Rose to say sub-brachas for Hakul. One case is where you have a nice mezuzah, except you get a more mohudic mezuzah. Your Baal Bos left a kosher one or a svadi, you put an ashkenaz, you're switching it, and now you can now switch that mezuzah. But for a hijab, person say you're allowed to switch. You're switching mezuzah, now the mitzvah is there right now, and you're switching it, you make a bracha or not? Because you've discussed that's one case. Another case we discussed is when you took it down to check it, and it was kosher. You put it back up. Is that actually the hetzikadah? The third case we discussed is when it fell down, you put it back up. Take all three cases. First, if it's mohoder, maestro, you're switching it, the mitzvah never stops. It's there for 1 second, and then later you're putting up the other one. Is that actually the hetzik? Maestro, is it with bracha before me? Mom took it to the next one. So one time you grab it, if you move into zero and then you switch it to your own, and one time about to make a bracha. The Moshe, the one that he made is not good for you. I mean, if you left it on, the bad is kind of mitzvah. But his bracha is not chal yom mezuzah. The one time if you moved in, you're switching it, then you should make a bracha. But let's say you made the bracha the first time, and the second time, the big machol is a place for what to do. They'll say about yeah, you about to make a bracha. Those will say chemin. That's kosher. One say no, mashag. The other will say no bracha. The Moshe never tell. Machol is a place. So again, either you have to what to do, or some for hakol.
Right,
if you put on, he made a bracha pashas, and you're switching with those one time, and it could be the color there to make a bracha.
Good.
And if you're off, make sure before you pashas you make a bracha. In the case where you took it down to check, it's also a big tumult. The first thing involved was, what do you do when you take it down? If you get some mezuzah from gemach, it's ma'aser. Kol reg is a mitzvah. But still, the kind of ma'aser, what you do is the question if you keep the rice of your own house. Body should get every second, take it down, put off, and give it to the cipher, co-regum, regum. My son home is not the way to do it, and the shevet causes me, Asher, the little bit truth is about it, really think it, and then last step, the way to what's the chiyam of co-regum, regum? What does I have to take it down? And home of the mice to do is not the way, we try to get it back as soon as possible. The question is now, so many years ago, weeks ago, the cipher has it ready. If you want something, we can pick it up 3 hours later. Or is it co-regum, regum, is it the bottom of the mitzvah? Well, each law, the stomach will tell you, but I don't think they'll get it right right now. Because they tell you, no, it's all just together of, checking it, because I wasn't behind you. But Shimon says, if you're Seicha, if you're upon you should be listening, if you're owning it, you want to say, it's a what have you signed with? What's your answer? There's no, you will mean the Chazal Mechel. It's a Reisah. Right. Again, it's really in the get Reis Hadak Aleph, the last verse of Tshuva, we can exactly how to understand the Yisoid, the Mechayiv, and the Bayis. But Maishi, that's again, Reis Hadak Aleph, in the last verse, again, the Pesach Tshuva, Kivega, seems to be a big tumult about this get, and what, how much time you have. Maishi, let's say you take it down, you get it back, say it's kosher. Now, if you make a bracha on Aksu, Leila Maishum, read it to Tshuva, take the Yisuf, Machlok, the Pesachim. Now, the way of the Pesachim go among the Svarim, the two before Mahalchim, either you don't make a bracha in all cases, you make a bracha, or you make a bracha in all cases, or it depends on your hesed hadas, where the ocher shalom goes, depends. If it's the next day or that day, you get it back that day, no problem. Get back the next day, hesed hadas. Then it goes by again, hesed hadas for a long time. Now it wasn't mean a long time. Some seem to say it means a couple of hours. Some seem to mean a couple of days. Those are the options. What do I love for my so? The swarm seems to be knowing the hoga is that we go by a day. One day. That seems to be the last thing to go. It says that day we'll make a bracha, next day we'll make a bracha. Otherwise, it's not that simple. Those want to say not the way. And therefore, never tells them never make a bracha. Not clear. Therefore, again, you have to ask yourself what exactly to do. Oh, so that's the one time the same thing as being switching into a mumbo. It's the same thing as switching into making more order. Because on this level, it never was. First of all, when you take down ones, you have to make sure you know which ones it is, because some of them are achir dress, some of them are bonus, some are without doors, some with doors, so you have a problem of mountain code reading. So you take them from this door, what you cannot take down from there. You have to make sure you know where first you got it from. That's how it. Now, what was the question? If you move it at one time, and you put it into more mahuda, that's the same halacha we discussed, that it's switching to more mahuda, the same halacha. On that door, there's nothing to do with that. Again, which the Mahal is a place, you make a bracha, don't make a bracha. Again. If you take over, let's say, a place that's not Mahodin, you put it up, and the place is more Mahodin, now that place is more Mahodin, what do they have? They had nothing or something.
Yeah, there's
so it's back to Lach, you're putting a more Mahodin on that door, it's the Mahalikas. And had nothing about to make a bracha. And had something, they're putting up in more Mahodin, that's the Mahal is a place.
And
third case.
And
no Mahalikas. No the Shaila. Yeah. In the third case, again, the place from where it's tubing down, let's say a mezuzah fell onto the floor. The mezuzah fell, he says, Avad has to have the right to sit. Avad, you make a bracha. That's what the tshuva says. Now, first, when I'm going to call you, so your talus falls off you, do you pick it up and make a bracha? So Rabbi Hess says, yeah, Avad, yeah. So my, I always thought so, yeah. So I saw the Tiske tshuva, the new ones come out recently. And they examine the place all the way. And there's a list of places.
From
the no. They're coming from a shlub ikir, the shlub ikir, doing down the hill goes tfilim. The shlub says, I tfilim, you knew it goes out of place, you put it back in, I'm nice, it fell off, went from the wrong place. So the Mishabu of Waikir, since you have got to put it back, it's all mechel in the bracha before him. So Mishabu of Shalom, we pass like that by tfilim. The Chayabim said, they can't pass that way by tfilim, because by tzitzis, we don't do it that way, it fell off. That's the kashka, so Shalom is not like that. Tfilim, we do pass that way, and by tzitzis, we also pass that way. And Hog is, and Mishabu discussing it fell off, so yeah, you might put it away. But since Aaron Hogan, he says, from Shlomo Zalman says, they fell off after davening, I can't even make a bracha. Yeah, you put it away. They fell off during davening, everyone's going to put it back on. What's a shiloh? That is all nichol in the original bracha.
Right, so it's
fully off. It's off. Not a kind of mitzvah. Zero.
Same thing.
Because that's still on you. Here, zero. Still on you. That's their difference. No, it's no sacrifice. Zero. This is good over here. There's no difference over here.
There are mentioned
about for the sheep that two wins. Let's look it over here. Well, that two sheep is they're very
kind.
What?
Two
no, we are passing two mechanics here to here. We're not passing two mechanics here to here. No, I can't move. We do a little bit. They move. They're walking to us. We're talking about the moved over here. And the Mishabuah still brings down, you can put it back, bring down the place one time, and then you don't make a bracha. Why? Who knows? You put it back. Still the Mishabuah says that. So tell us what happened to Tzitzis. Maestri, read the Mishabuah, Mishabuah, my Tzitzis sounds like you make a bracha. Come on, the Pesach Chuvah says, Vinny Klaisel, is a list of my Mekoyimis and place, I say that to me that way. Now, once that cell, which I made the same face the first time I saw that Tzitzis, and then I saw the Mamakam, and I looked up this morning to make sure. So the Zalman says, yeah, Baba, I looked at the Mamakam to make sure. When I saw first, I was shocked, so I'm shocked. I read a Yidam and a Mishabuah, and also I see the Satan Ogre.
Where's the
Satan Ogre? I looked this morning, let's look how I give I looked this morning to see if it says Mezuzah. Don't say anything about Mezuzah. Tulun and Tzitzis. I wanted to say Mezuzah, that's what I looked this morning. Didn't say that. Might the Peshkachuva sends you the Tikkun.
I think
it's like Saviyat. Remember it's like Saviyat. Yeshivish. No, no, he's a very good man. He's a little bit of Peshkachuva. When Simon Ches and Oishchal Beis, I remember from this morning. So my Shem, once that's so, back to the case of Mezuzah. Mezuzah fell, what's the law? Same Tumul, same Achlokes, same race. My Shem will come out, my Shem, by Mezuzah, if you only says you don't make a bracha. My Shem, most places, she would say, yeah, but my Shem, what do you do? We're back to Shalat Tifus. So again, a big Tumul, what's Dubai Tifus, same Tumul over here. Again, what's the law? Not exactly sure, yes, yes, we will. Put it back on, right? So the Kura, if he fell off right away, put it back on. Islami, I substitute with him halfway. He's going like the Mishnah. You have to know what happened. What happened over there? What's the give and take? Elamai, he's going like the Mishnah Kura, like the Pashas is in the Chet. Once an Ogre is not the way, once we don't do it that way, Maish look around us, the Ogre doesn't. And you can say it's Amaratis, which I thought it was always Amaratis. Because she was an Amaratis. The Nikolai is gone. This is my mocking word. He has Rishonim for it, based upon Rishonim. Not some. So it's still the same thing by Mizuzah. Go down and you'll have a problem. But that's inside the bracha shaboy. Now who can put up the mezuzah? The person has got numerous different cases, an oinin or a guy, an oshim, kanan. The pashas is a guy in the mice is a big tumul. Beku a machwa. Where did it happen? A guy, why the world guy put on? Everyone says they have numerous mice that way. When a person, a guy comes to paint, to leave the house for a month or two, he paints, you come back, you see there's no paint on the mezuzah, which is not like a shivit smear, they have paint on the mezuzah, so they don't take it down. By where we sit, make it real. But most of them take down, they do a good job, they pay a lot of money for it, they take down, they put it back up. Who put up the mezuzah? The guy. So it happened that way in the, I heard the Shachar discuss that way, it happened that way in YU, where they were painting one time, so they passed him, maybe the Evit, but they took down anyway, changed it. So fine. The Maestro Nogu is a massive guy, the best thing is, you should some take away when they paint them, it might get ruined, it might be a total, or the design, the person says, some should take it down. But let's say you don't, so, you know, they pay them enough money, they won't ruin it for you. Maestro, they take it down, they put it back up, Maestro, the big shadow, they please take it down and put it off, without a bracha, because Mashag says, the guy can't put it off you, Mashag with others.
The shadow is talking about taking it out
tonight? Yeah.
So you
can bring it
over the top.
No, you're not
leaving.
What?
You take it off,
No, no, my shag says that you got camp it up for you.
Oh, but then you put it back on.
The same one, what happened? Yeah.
So
you might need to get it on the top and you have to get it on. No, but the mice is not kind of mitzvah. One's a rough, one's a mitzvah. According to the kind of mitzvah, you have no mezuzah, zero. Come on. It's like a deal without mezuzah. Well, the question of shag is not the way it's talking about, that's coaching, whatever. It's not only the place. Mice, again, we're only willing to get is whenever we get work in the house, they put them up. Well, I got a little employee, they moved in some furniture, they knocked it right down, they want to tell the guys, put it back up, fine. Tell the guys, you know, I've got to change it. That's one case, the other case is the cotton, also not that much. Okay, both of us will have a big tumor with a lot of the cotton, the price more, mass more. What? Kids do it, and never saw it, yeah, usually it's how that was what I did. No, fry's not good. You know, high, but anyone's McCleave, Mizuzo, he's putting it. Now you can get a vow with a shtimul Torah that if he's married to a guy, he's fucking mezuzah, but it's with
mezuzah.
Oh, so what about Noshim? Noshim lies in the big tumult. Now the way the Makor for Noshim is that they come to show us Malkin and said they cannot put it off. What? The story is, can they write mezuzah? The Pasha cannot write mezuzah as far as I know. They show Malkin, well, isn't that the Pasha of Ksiva, not the Pasha of also being conveyed the mezuzah, except stop them al mezuzahs. They can do the Ksiva, they can do the Kaviyah. Fine, the different insurance market says they can't put up the Eretz Yisrael in the summer. Well, that's what you're talking about. The Mokhuyim, the money we're making, the Eretz Yisrael, they have a Chiv put up. The Chiv put up, they have to put up themselves. So, most folks can seem to say that they can. Maish does want to push him with a cover of the rope, show us Malkai.
What do they do if they want to help?
Get someone else to get a man to put up. Yes, yes. Fine, the Shlip's no problem. Shiv, 100% can, yeah, 100% Shiv can do it. The only child can, since they're not Pasha Ksiva, who said it could stop them? They're not in the Kriya. No. The bracha always the shliach always makes it. They might switch the nusach to be a mezuzah, but why the shliach makes the bracha? But that's inside who puts them off. Again, the other cases around the year they discussed the onion and kedusha, but that's the basic. And Noshim said I'm machmer because nekel. The kashmir guy will might put them on machmer. Is he including mitzvah?
No,
he's not. So again, just like a kashmir including mitzvah. That's it. What does it mean now with the mitzvahs? Is he a bar mitzvah? Kino Averis? What is that? Where do you put the oinim? It's always back to the Lord. The shalom in general of oinim, not the shalom of mezuzah. Now, the Sippah is the place in which we create the Makom. It is a Makom Yosef Toi Chalal Shofetet. Where exactly should you put it? First of all, the Pesuk points out that they first of all has to be under the Maskri. If you have a doorpost, and your Maskri is further back, if you don't have underneath the Maskri, it's Ma'akin. It's possible if you have a Mezuzah, it's nothing. I got the first week at someone's house, I was wedding somebody, and I had my kid with me, my 6-year-old. So, they want to look around, like, walking around the house, checking out this person's house. Pocket, there's no mezuzah in the bathroom. Like, yeah, so I explained to him, the bathroom, but it went around, so different things. So when I met about boss, I told him, you know, I had different odors on this house, which I'd be very nice, different parable. So then I told him about my kids, says, we have no mezuzah in your bathroom. He's like, what, your bathroom, your mezuzah? Like, what's your kid thinking? Like, your house obviously has a mezuzah, he thinks my house doesn't. But, so I told him, Agav, you know, the one going to your porch, you got to have a mashkir further back, and you have mezuzah on your doorpost further in. And I point out, for, you know, as well, the pashas, so you have no mezuzah over there. You got to be your shemayim. What's mamash in one place? Mamash, no mezuzah on the porch. Or you got to have his house, he had another porch that I said, you know, you have, there was a mezuzah there. So yeah, still is. So you see through the cage, go look at it, you see through the back door, the whole mezuzah fell off, just the back there. And, fine, because that was the second. And a third one, I think we'll get the halacha, it has to be on the right side. This is on the left side, or one of the rooms. I know why it's the left side, because you used to have a different way going in. But now there's not a way of coming in anymore. So I told him, also, because two hours, and he had switches, also the market. So he had three places in his house, the Yerushalayim, of the 10 places, and no mezuzah. He has one not under the mashkas, no one no mezuzah, one room side with no mezuzah. So, it's the end. Again, I'm going to be in the guy's house next week. I know he's not doing anything about it. But my kid is like, Tati, look. Yeah. So, yeah, it's always good to bazaar it oneself and other people. The first thing I can say is that you have to have underneath the masculine. It's not poshim akim. Why? I said you have to have mezuzah the masculine. That's one. Second, the Chabad said that be tchilas slush elyon. Now, what does that mean? It means when you count the third, the whole thing, and divide it up into three sections. At the beginning of the third, you're supposed to do it that way. Now, is the beginning of the third, what about the top of it? So not like it's the way how the Mechaber says it has to be the Chabtil being in the third. The Shach and the Kuzda Kesa says the Minig Olam is afterwards. That Olam just makes it anywhere from the third and upwards. The people are not exactly Machbid. Now, the Shalom is my name to say Avada, you should try to be Machmer and get the beginning of the third. A couple of others said the Minig is not to be Machmer. He seems to be a Dachiyofa. And also, my sins try to get to the beginning of the third and count all five things. You find the third and get it a third way up. Not only that, the Shalom is not, well, exactly, Pasha has to get the whole, Pasha just means a clock and upwards, that's the beginning of the third. Yeah, the whole thing. What? Oh, we'll get to that. Let's say this standard case, the mashkas up and high, you can put up a third way, and put it there, put your hand in your coaches, no problem. You should put it there. Not only that, it says again, Mechatchila, you're supposed to do the third. The shal is what's for the Eved. The Vosan says, for the Eved, the Chai says, not the mashkas, it comes from the Shach, that's a minigun of Chai yourself. However, the others want to know, the Maya says, since Mechatchila, it's Mechabit that way, therefore, if you have high up, you should take it down. Benish Chai says, but the Eved means what? You have no option, of course, you want your time, whatever, but if Maya says, put it down, Maya says, you bring it down. Therefore, the last time seems to go that if you're more than the third, you should bring it down. A second lofa is might, let's say, it's closer than a tefach. Also, Mechab brings down, Beishez brings down Machloek, it's Zaj, but Rambam, let's say, it's closer than a tefach, what's that lofa? So, the Peshkim also bring down, if it may be, it's Ma'akim and not Ma'akim. Therefore, there, the Peshkim are being Ma'akim and Hatchila. However, they go with, like the kids, so it says, should bring it down if it's closer than a tefach without a bracha. That means, if it's more than a tefach, always the Ma'akim, closer than a tefach. The lofa is, we're going to pass the Rapshu, we must go and take it down. However, since those who disagree will say to take it down, but however not to make a bracha with it. Now, how much can be within the tefach? The time of the discussion, it says nothing should be within the tefach. Now you can, like, the bottom half of the other tefach and the top half of the tefach. The whole time the mezuzah should not be within the tefach, everything should be more than the tefach away. That's beside the top part. Again, Rapshila is the first third. Within the tefach, we must take it down. Now, let's say it's more than a third away. Also, the Sunni Makhluk is Torah, but the Rambam, the Torah says it's kosher, the Rambam says it's possible, and the place can make it say it's possible, and therefore the place can say it's more than third away, also it should take it away, and make it higher, closer within the third, how will get a place can say, the Venice Chayin Oda say without a bracha, why is place for the Torah Shita, that maybe more than third is kosher, therefore take it within the third without a bracha. Now, exactly how do you count it? A lot of places they have a window on top of it that does not open, does not close. Now, if the window is part of the door open, no problem, how do you count it? However, let's say you have a window that does open, close. You count, and then there's a mask on top of that, and you have glucose going off. It's, when you count the third, you have a whole size thing. It's getting divided into three sections, and top third is filled up with mezuzah. So the ik of the place, I'm the two bars, still not saying that the way, but the ik of the place is a prime example, chaznish, that since the window is not open, it's not a mokal of knisha, it's not the pesach. Pesach means a doorway that you go through. A window is something that you don't go through. Since you don't go through, it's not chilk of the pesach of the doorway, therefore you count until the window, and then you divide it by a third, and a third, and a third, and therefore you put it on the first third without the window. Shabbat want the taino, the makhlaik is a sasek, therefore you point to it, make it higher, because on its side that you would higher up my son's scholarship. Make it too low down, the side higher up, it's pretty possible. My son hope just seems to be that you don't count the window and you make it only a third of the window. However, let's say you have a very tall doorway. Now how tall is not exactly clear, but it's very tall that you can reach it with your hand if you put up by a mezuzah. You gotta go to the crystal, it's very, very tall. The mezuzah can't reach it if you put up your hand, no matter how tall you are. My son, you put up that high enough. So the pads over here and the shako, you don't face upon the shama, you put it by your shoulders. You should never make it that high. So that's how the Ashkenaz certainly go that way. Meisrad seems to not go that way. The only passing is no, even if you said that it's, even if it's by your shoulders, one day even the yeah, but you shouldn't do it that way. You should take it away. You put it, you want to throw it off. Why it wants to screen, you say the pasha of the Mechaber is that way. That's the connected staple. And therefore, could you
touch it?
What? You don't have to touch it. But the study did is that the screen. What? Yeah, that is kosher. Based on the Yishami, what they said is down that the correct place to put it is a place where you won't fight. It's a part, it's actually also part of the house that's naked to you. More naked or awake than it could be where you touch it. No, they say if it's too high, then put it by your shoulders. If it's within a certain realm or a certain space, it's not too high, it's no problem. But when it's too high, then you put it by your shoulders. Too high, again, is a shadow how far it's too high. Well, out of hand reach is certainly too high. It's not a person out of hand reach too high. Therefore, you should put it by your shoulder strap. It's not, as it may ask, no, certainly. They start to be a tumult, and therefore, could be that's where the Kaisel, whoever, I don't know who's in charge of, whoever fight with, they made it very high. Maybe the Kaisel was a neighbor, maybe it made it very high for that reason. So therefore, they made it higher up, and they made it, whatever, even out of hand reach. Now, what happens? Now, how exactly do you define a house? A third of, like you put by safe home. Let's say, I have two different cases I discussed. By Gandhi Ladim, kids. Now, it's out of their hands reach if you put up a third high. So, my sir, what's the correct thing to do? If you go after the sound people and go after the normal people who walk in and out, my sir, no problem. It's out of hands reach, it's not too high. Or if you make it low down by the kids and make it by safe home, or it's more than a third away. My sir, it's their place. It's one case I discussed. And you get involved with kids in Mokhoyev, Zach Chinnuf, who's Mokhoyev for it. In other cases, let's say some, you have shrimps in the living house, and mammoths, midgets to live in the house. And all of them are very small, might as well exactly where you put it. So come on the Pleshkin, and they call from Zamud or Machayim. They say, in the case of tefillin, just like we see by tefillin, definitely also means the right, because you put your right foot first. Even though the people are lefties, and even though the whole entire house can be lefties, they go after the death, or it's not a Mokhoyev on the person, even though the person with the Chiyav abayis, they have to go Derech Ha'ilam. Well, then they want to say the same thing. By the height wise, they can also go after Derech Ha'ilam. Therefore, even by Gan Yiladim, or by kids, or by when they're just in the house, the you will put it on by a common person, by a regular person. Next law in this phase is the Baruch Kamon Gur Ramon. Mechaber said you have to have Tevach HaSamuch HaFot. You have to have Tevach HaSamuch. Now, clear, come on, Ramon, and what says Namakim? Some of the Tumul, what's Ramon going back on? There's two things the Mechaber says. It says it has to be Tevach HaChalal, that's number one, and number two is that we Tevach HaSamuch. Come on, Ramon, and what says, Mishinim Ein Ma'akim. Which Halach is he going back on? Is he going back on the Halach of Tevach HaChalal, Ramon, like the way that the Shachim do stand, or is he going back on the Halach of Tevach HaSamuch? Now, it's certainly going back on the Halach of Tevach HaSamuch. That everyone agrees. That means very simple. The Halach is a Chilah. You put your mezuzah tevach hasamach lefoot. That everything means. B'diyevet. It's not market. It's not market. And what does lechatchila b'diyevet mean? What does that mean? Once I put up, it's b'diyevet. So the Baruch Hashem says no. Baruch Hashem says that if you have it, that now a lot of people put them in the middle of the doorway. They have a doorway that's 4 feet wide. They put them in the middle wide. Aesthetically, it looks nicer. It does look nicer. However, the Gemara says you should make it tevach hasamach for different reasons. either you should be mekayem the mitzvah first, or mitzvah shmira, therefore to be close to the outside. Therefore, for those two reasons, we should put tavach asavach. Now, come on, the Rosh Chaim says, if you do in the middle, it's beseder, it's not makom, no more. However, what does it mean by the eved? It means it costs you money, but tavach, you can take it down and move it, you should take it down and move it. That's not nichol together with the eved. Now, I hope this seems to be not the way when I point out to people it's not tavach asavach. But yeah, I gotta move it. I said, you can leave it. Can you move it? Yes, sir. Okay. Is the Berkut you have to move it? Yes, sir. A Berkut? Yeah. Before that, nichol in the eved, mechatzila, you should move it if you can. Now this halacha of tevach asamach, which door are we referring to? Are we referring to the doctor front door, or the doctor to all the doors of your house? Because the time you can say, if it's not shmiro, so I have it in my front door, protecting my whole house, maybe some next ones, or the inside houses, maybe not that way. Maisa, there is a divrei yatzev, a long tshuva that I tried reading it, it's very long. The answer is saying, Echanami, doctor the front door, and if you won't have to move it inside your house. Maisa and Hoko, how push on the zuzo, and others go with no. Pashto Stimus are poiskim, Pashto Sugyas, again, the Yaptev, again, these Myra, he is all over the place. But the Pashto is not the way, all doors have become a summer. Like Pashto Sopanar, Edomok to be also, Pashto is going in all doors. Again, the Yaptev, again, is not the way. Again, you have to look at the true ways, Makari is coming from, and Hoko seems to be going in all doors. Now, on the halacha, it's not brought down over the halacha of Achuei Delis in the Mechaber Demor, but come along the Shach and others and Taz, they bring down the halacha of Achuei Delis. Now first, what does it mean Achuei Delis? Very important to know what it means, very important to know what halacha is, very important how to apply it. I come out numerous doors, but everyone has seen to have a door that's engaged in the case of Achuei Delis. First, Achuei Delis, in Pashas, you have a door that you open up, you open up, you have a chalal of the door, the mezuzah is in front of you, and you attach it to the mezuzah. Now, let's say you would walk from the outside in here. So, the those one kind of you, if you have the door phone sticking out, you put the mezuzah, even the chalal, might you open the door, it's being blocked. That's a choridalos. A choridalos actually is being blocked by the door. Love those, when you open, if you would open them up on the other side, if you're blocked by the door, that's a choridalos. And that's what the Makolik Shach Tal is good to the other of the Tatkilo. That's maybe one option of Kuwait Dalas, one option. The second option of Kuwait Dalas is not the way. Again, one option is it's in the Chalal, just behind the door. The second option of Kuwait Dalas, I'm in my position, is no, it's not in the Chalal, it's facing this way, like it was Ron Negra real. As it used to be before they changed it, where I said, you see there are two holes, it was facing out. That in the Chalal of the frame was facing out. Those are two different ways what Achuei Delis means. The Akitana, don't have time to discuss, what is Achuei Delis? Achuei Delis means behind or being blocked when you open it. Or Achuei Delis means it's not in the Chalal. Not in the Chalal. That's one Machlokes first of Shad. Second, Allah, what's the Allah of Achuei Delis? Really, it's Shad, how do we read the Amor? The Amor says again, the Torah Chalal, the Pesach, the Maestro, that's what the Kilo Yishtu, the Mechaber says. Come along, the Amor says, the Dieb is not Makim. We're going back to the Torah Chalal, we're going back to those words and not. Seems to be a shiloh, shah, kaz. According to the question, we're back to the first halacha on that. Not going to be what halacha, but for Adel. Is the Torah of halal going to be ma'akiv or not going to be ma'akiv? Those are two shilohs over here. While halacha, the person can come out, the etzim, what you should do, there will really be four levels first. First thing is, the correct thing is, usually you have a two door post, a master, you're supposed to put it. It's right in front of you walk in on the right, you open the door, it should be right there. Before you even open the door, it should be on the masquerade. That's all. That could be the core. Now, if you open the door this way, you can either side, masquerade here or over here. But suppose you have a stomach, further out will be better. But as long as it's not blocking it, that's all. Right? Every door can open up, the two ways to open the door, this way and this way. So if you put them, it's now the right over here. So you put them a little behind, open them, it'll be accurate dollars. The door opens up this way, it won't be accurate dollars. I mean, it depends how the door opens up. So, the first thing you do will be in front of the door, it won't make it enough for me which way the door opens up. If you can't do that behind the door, then it will open. The door opens up over here. We would say, if you open up over here, it can bomb my polygons. You shouldn't do it that way. That means all of you should put it in the front. If you can't do that, they say, if the evidence, what that phrase also means, you can put it back, even though the door opens up. That's only for the evidence. The evidence. Shall I make a bracha? Pashi, do make a bracha? A third case, you have no option. They discuss our aluminum doors, very fancy, they have no maskers, no mezuzahs to it. Then the Bishas talks to the Ever, then they said you can put it not in the Chalal, you put it like Negev Mil, facing out, facing with Nimu of a foot, not to make a bracha, because the Tumu Mumu Tzai can say not to make a bracha, the Ma'al Tzai can hold Mamash and Ma'anu. So first thing you should, again, there are three levels we want to put it. First, you should put it where you walk in the first thing, right away. If you can't do that, then you can put it achrei dals, meaning the door blocks it. Which you can pass kind of rough out, you should love it and screw up. And when you're doing it facing outwards, when you must play this game, mamash is ma'akir, before it's not the correct thing to do. Now, and b'shasa pas, they say you can do that. Now, what's b'shasa pas? It's a big shah. B'shasa means you have to get a electrician down to make a hole into your metal, like by negative field, they got an electrician down, they made a hole into the metal, cost money, time. Is that nifl b'shasa pas, and you can't do it, and nifl put in the front? Or not? Depends who he is, depends how much money, depends who you are. There's no place in the frame. The frame is the old numerous doors, aluminum doors. The frame is the door. There's no place to put it.
When you have it, when there is a lock
and load,
then
it's going
to
take what
it's better to
fit
in the door.
It was not in the halal.
It
had to make it in the halal. Except that's now they the shelves, they have to not that's the shelves of stuff. Cost a lot of money, right? Cost time. You have to tell you, I'm checking the door. Should have been, except the shells you have to do that or not. Oh, we'll get to that also. We'll have to get to that. I mean, a different title.
They decided to have the third floor, they had to move
up on the inside. Facing?
You know,
because
the
measurement
because
the
elevator
is between
those
ways.
Why is it behind the
door? Should we tell them something? Do they have an option? Do they have a place where to put it? They're no optional for it. It's not after adults because there's a swing, so it's right there, right? Perhaps it won't be after adults and the swings. As long as you can see it, you open this way. But on those three levels, might they point out another level, if you put it on the door itself or on the wall itself, something you can put on the door, that applies to me a lot of the colodice is zero. I mean, sometimes we do it once in a while, very really slippery. You see something on the door, that's not much nothing. You put it on, or put it on the wall, either on the door or on the wall, that's not much nothing. That means you have basically four levels. First, you put it on the frame itself, number one. Second, you can put on the upper level with the block at the door. Third level is then you can put it on the face sticking out, which you gotta see sometimes, which is because there's no place else to put it, which has a spot. And the fourth level, that's called the holiday, is putting on the door or on the front or on the wall. That's nothing. A person who has a double door, lots of doors have it, and the gate in front of it, and then they have a door in front of it. The person says, if there's no space in between, then they'll put all one, it's all one door place. How much is space? The shadow of the mice, let's say you have no space in between, or you have a tab of 2 dollars across between, mice all one door, of course you put it out in the front door, right? Well, someone put it out further out, if you have a halal. Now this thing, I'm not sure if Pasha is just the, I don't even know, I have to see what's on the other side. There's only one mask drape over here. There's only one mask drape and only one mezuzah. I'll put it inside if they... Where is it? It's over there. Everything slides open. This slides both ways. Oh, fine. Okay, fine. So it should be pashas. Everything slides.
Why should it be here? If it's here, why should it be here?
It should be further out.
Get out. The last sliding was on the inside.
Another law is also what I'm laughing in the Mechaber is you have to be great on the right and on the left. Someone the person say again on the left, the mamash is a drop of color, nothing, therefore on the left side you have to take it down. I got it with Moshe Angel 2 weeks ago. We went by Kiddush in the lobby. There are six doors there. five of them were on the right, one was on the left. I don't know what the guy was thinking, he's very clear, he was on the wrong side against everybody. Mamish was positive on the side, he's like, five of them all on one side, and one guy on the other side. So Mamish was a Brachla Tolo, even though there's a Chai Odom that says you take it down, the gist that we have, take it down, you put up on the other side without a Brachla, shall, if that's the gist of Chai Odom, either they quote it and say that's not the gist, or they quote it and argue with the Chai Odom. And Vadi is important, why is Mechabit and Apostle, and therefore Vadi takes down from the right side. Fine. Sif Gimel the Lacha of Hekat Jir. Now, the side over here is really what defines the right side. What makes something be the right? What makes something be the left? Now, Hekat Jir is really the last problem. When you're not sure what to do, you go after the Hekat Jir, you go after where the hinges are. Now, but they really are, you follow me beforehand. Now, there's a shadow exactly what the order, I just mentioned the kids how the place can be, it could go. First halacha, as the Taz brings down, you go after the pnimi, whatever's the inside. That means this room, anything that there's no back, there's no open door to it. The only way to get to it from the front, that avada is the pnimi, and therefore, if you put on the right, going into the room. That's cloud number one. That pasha is risu, Taz calling my real, and others. Pnimi is rule number one, pasha. Second cloud is to go, let's say it has two sides to come from. Last time we get an for every person's house, not everyone's house. A lot of people know their front door and the back door. Therefore, a lot of rooms in between, you have two ways to get into the room. So which way should go? So the person says, call number two is go after the way of also, the way of entering, that means I know my parents' house, they have the back door, the front door, the kitchen, you have two doors to get into. Most times you're on the kitchen, come from the front door, from the front, come from the front. Therefore, you put on the right from the front door, not the right from the back door. Let's say you now have that option, let's say it's easy, you go after the third option. What's the ikker, the shimut, or the cheder? What's the ikker and what's the tuffle? If the ikker, you have a dining room, and then you have another room that's coming off the dining room, that's for two ways of the ikker, whatever the ikker, shimut, shall be rule number three. Rule number four, you go after the hekker tier. Then you go after, let's say if those three are gone, then you go after where the hinges are. Wherever the hinges are, that's going to be the ikker. The other thing will be the tuffle, you find the right for that. Those are the four columns. Oh, then I'm not sure which one. Well, how do you find it in those two cases? I'm not sure. Now, let's say after all these four columns, or some say five, whatever, those are the four columns, my colleagues are the order, that's the ick in the order. Let's say after this column, you don't know, still there's no, let's say you have swinging doors, you have no door, the door opens both ways, you don't have a kateri, you don't have a rachnosa, you don't have a kashima, you don't have a kimi, none of these four columns. What's the luck in that case? So, come on, the guy says, the father, the chiv in both doors. Why? Because both to the right. Both are the FBOSA. Come on, the Moshe says, forget, neither one's the FBOSA. Neither one, no one's doing the father's following. Come on, the Bosna, and all this one China. Which one? Every one you choose, but you have to have one off. You know, the father says, Makhavi and Mundozo. Either one's the FBOSA. So, what to do? Not two, one. Fine. So the mice is very real that you have a door that you don't have all these columns. But if you have doors with none of these four columns, of course, my point is exactly if you've got two, one, or none. Now, on this halacha, we have a hekat jir, come on with the taz, and brings down my real, and discusses what's the halacha of a chatzer. And this is the b'tumul, as everyone calls it, my point is b'nei brach, 5 years old, b'nei brach against the Yishlaim, exactly what to do by a chatzer. You read the Taz is very clear, it's coming from a real, similar case of a chotzer, and he's saying that mice is the case, let's say a chotzer has no back door to it. It's a porch, no back door. And the same call is steamy. The first call is steamy. Was a chotzer, most chotzers that you have, whether you have it, is a steamy, it's inside, there's no other way of getting to it. The other way of getting to it, just like in a house, your bedroom might be a steamy of coming out of the dining room or the hallway, therefore you put on mezuzah going into your bedroom, which is the steamy. So when you have a chotzer, the steamy, you put on the mezuzah going to the right towards the chotzer. That's the Taz, they're clear from the real, real says that way. And therefore, the name was Pashtun passes away, Kitchukon Arach, and all this. Now, what is the meaning of Yushlaim? Now, Abiyasha brought down the Oris, he says it used to be meaning Yushlaim was like this, like the Taz, how meaning Yushlaim changed. Now, I'm not exactly sure how it changed and who defines meaning Yushlaim, how it changed if the parents in Meisharim did one way and the kids changed, I don't know what that's changed. Elamai, you count her no by Tagan, I doubt it counted those few. I don't see who they were there, Biyashin. That's number one. Number two is the mice of the Swarm before and after the same English line is that way. Whether it's the Torah Mitzvah is coming from Stern and the Tifkin Mazuzas who came down past 10 years, they still say it's the English line that way. Whether it's Abloy that way or the Orotin that way, the old same English line was and is, still is that way. You put on the right going out to the Fnimi. So if that's the passion of the English line, again, I'm not sure where Biyashin's counting will change. Passion of the English line, but it still says that's the English line. That seems to me when I walk around, that's the way the Minhag Rishmon. If it's 4x4, less than 4x4, it's a separate machlokes. That's a kiveger, chamur d'nil, right? That's where we have a different machlokes. Let's say it's 4x4, a regular porch, 4x4, without getting about any other machlokes. The pashas, the paz, the real, to shalom, Minhag Rishmon, I think in America also that way. Minhag Rishmon, it's the name back is very simple. You go from where, from the in to the out means the pseemi, therefore you go on, you put on the right point of the porch.
Of course.
That could be something else. We're going to a case where the city just out of theme should buy. What is the law of the chutzner? Therefore, my pastor, myself, I have put on going right to the outside. Have my baldeo before me, the maestro, I see he has a box of the mezuzah before him, he did the other way. He, the maestro, he put it from the porch going into the inside. Why? He came along, he said, maestro, come along with this name over here. This name is quoted as, that little quote is Oscar, true, it's my real, he agrees with me showing him. He greets the Taz, however he says, Maestro, what is the Makar for Chotah to be Machayah? Maestro, the Etzim Chotah has no root. We're talking about the case of Chotah has no root. If it has no root, Maestro, why is it Machayah? We said that Maestro has no Tikkur, why Machayah? The Beis says, for example, I thought it was Rosh Mitzvah Beinim Menorah. And we couldn't have Beinim Menorah, why is Machayah? We said the inside. The Etzim Chotah should be Chotah has no root. If Machayah, why is the Chotah going to your house? The Machayah is a house. That's therefore, why is the Chotah in the top of the house? The Machayah is a house. Once the mechayev is the house, therefore we're going from the chotzer toward the house. Can't tell me if very good the pnimi. So what? But it's not mechuyim mitzah itself. Oh, mechuyim. Why? It's going to the house. Going to the house. You have to put it where from the chotzer going into the house on the right, going inside the house. That's one of the main stories I say to argue. And therefore, the one time true, you have my real of matash. I mean, I've been begging the other rishonim say for garet. The inside of the house to be mechayev. Therefore, you go on the inside. Therefore, the chazan says. That's one of those times. He said the ikka is going inside after the bed of mezuzah. The chot mechayim inside the house. They were going inside the house and they put the foot of mezuzah. The chot bet has no tikkur, has no roof. The wife and the one that clothed him, he had to have a roof in the bayis. The Rosh answered, no, only the bayis deaf to have a roof. According to the bed of mezuzah, reason why, because since the house has a roof, therefore the chot mechayim inside the house, where the mezuzah chot itself is potter. Oh, so the Shah, another one being right to Kileger, they've been right. No, right, this is right at one time. Kileger being right against Kamud Meal, we're from the base mayor. From the, well, you have to know now what the Taz called. Is the Taz the right against Kileger? Or the Taz, no, maybe how like the Rosh. There's a Shah there. What's the Machlokes? Is the Machlokes in the Taz and the base mayor? Is the Machlokes from Kamud Meal to Kileger? Let's close one time. The dying wife won't say, maybe that's good with the Machlokes. Or they want to say, no, it's separate Machlokes. Maybe Machlokes Rosh and Benim Menoyach. Or maybe the third aspect. So what is the Yisrael of Machlokes over here? And then, that's part of Machlokes, why Yibnei brought the God of the Paschim, also less than 4x4 and Kivegu. They want Taino to go hand in hand. They want Taino. We pass in the porch, and what? Dikir is the house, didn't go from the Chotzer inside. They brought the Paschim to work in Kivegu. Those want Taino, and they forget Yerushalayim, Dikir the outside. They forget Yerushalayim, they want to pass Taino, have a cup like the Mu'dnil. Which are numerous farms do go that way. They go it goes hand in hand, fine. No different Islam going. Those are machas, nothing to do with each other. They want to say the whole Middle East of culture is a bit more left and right, nothing to do with the meal. Oh, so Yashin went with Kivegar? Yeah, so he also says he went, he said the Islam changes. Very good. If you stay, it's totally there, it's not a problem. Again, it's not muchach. Now numerous farm wants to say it is muchach, but then it comes out, you're making it a very large mach like it. So people want to say Kivegar come with machadish. My example, Moshe says, let me do with it. Moshe says, we don't hold either Kivegar or Chumud Neil. This is definitely not place, let me do with it. Granted, Moshe Paskin, like the Taz over here, he said the bottom goes out. Why is it? The Taz side, you know, might be Machai, he's on the inside, might be Machai over here, might be Machai, might be therefore Yafso. It's not Muchas. Those one time is based upon the Benim Noyak, but don't say it's not Muchas. They have two options. Either the Rosh argues the Benim Noyak, the Chotzim Machai Mitzah itself, or the Benim Noyak, and Tom is Machai Mitzah the house, the Taz side, what's that for Yafso? Definitely also is going to the chotzer. Those are the shallows to work out with. Maisa, again, Machlokes HaChotzer is exactly what to do. The Ahoga, again, they say the Nigashlaim is one way, to, again, it could be going out. Nigashlaim may be going from the porch inside. I'm not sure how it works with Paskins. Nigashlaim. To go out. Again, even though Paskins is Kivegar, but he holds not all these other guys. Oh yeah, don't come out, you're not coming out. If it's Nal Nal, then you get involved with the Rebeya, or the Shia Val Bahamas. 1.92. And then it goes Nakhir, it goes to Shetach. then you have to know, point, once he says what he says, Joseph Kivayegu, point to him, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah. If once you pass Kivayegu, you're going to Mekayim Nol the Kula. So you usually take Mekayim Nol the Fungo. I mean, it's passing the fact. That's how you pass it. So, Pasha depends what you do with your backyard. I mean, let's say it's your regular backyard, before it's not the derek. How do you usually get to your backyard?
The backyard.
The backyard is before it would be the same level, the same machoikas. Those are kind of you use it, your table's there, you eat there, you play there, you know, some more time than the mama should fail to be held, maybe it's behind that. So, Pasha would be the same machoikas, because the same machoikas. We wash Kibbeinu Menoyah. That's you say. The Beit Meir says, I'm arguing why Kibbeinu Menoyah says Machayim inside the house. So why is he going to Machayim? Why is he going to Kibbeinu Menoyah inside the house? Okay, it doesn't make a difference. Going to Beit Meir, he doesn't care. He said, again, depends on which Torah. I'm saying one Torah. The Ikkar Torah that Oyelam says in the Beit Meir, he's very clear. Beit Meir says a garden and a chutzah, your potter. Why is there no tikkur? So why Machayim? Because it's inside the house. So you have to go from the garden to your house.
No, really,
don't
open the door.
It's from
inside the house.
One more time? Well, that's, you know, you'd use it then, so I guess it would be that, make it that way. Okay, but Phoebe will win out first anyway. Phoebe goes first. Then goes after the Roy Rachman also.
Why?
Then you buy it.
You can say
you can
walk around the house.
How does the death to go to your garden usually?
What?
How does the death to go to your
kingdom?
Go to the house. Well, why should it in the bag?
You
could
walk into
the house. Could, so. You need the Roy Rachman also.
No,
but he's saying he passes through your shrine. It goes like the house.
Yeah,
Roy Rachman also. Once you pass my hotel, you go after Roy Rachman.
So they're checking back doors, so it wouldn't be on the
right
going out.
If that's Roy Rachman also, yeah. I know my parents' house, we have a back door. Most of the time, go to the back, go to the house to the back. Roy Rachman also. Roy Rachman also. He passed when he go after, it could be for Roy.
He
gives those impact numbers, and then he will
change
like
that.
Ikker Tashmish is
what? Ikker
Tashmish. Beats Rave.
No, even though it's not Ikker, but it's Vistam and Ikker Vistam.
I mean, as far as I knew, we pass Magdala because you would go Ikker Beats Rave. He's saying, but it might be Ikker. He's saying, you take a fast pass all the way, Ikker Beats Rave. Where? Tashmish. And he didn't want to change, but then he changed it. You okay, so why would be Ikker? What's Ikker by you? The house is Ikker, the garden is top, but what do you have out going off the garden? You have a backyard, you have a bedroom.
Okay. So, I'm going to take it
First, you want to put up a night, first you bring it down, put up a night. Now, how exactly put up the really, really, forget how strong it should be. Come over to Machaber and the Dalit, he says, you're ready to put up with Mismarim, with nails, and all things like that, tits, men. First, we discuss, what about glue? What about tape? Now, the Ashram wanted to be Machaber, but I don't know if it's really Machaber. They say, it's not, you have to know we have this type of tape, this type of glue, this my name is. If it's stacked glue and the sticks well and stack of tape, Pasha's all the place can say is the Seder, shouldn't really be a problem. The Gamma was not a point, sounds like he's not too happy, but otherwise, other swarms seem to say it's not really a problem. That Vicar, the Seder is yet stick, has to be McVeigh. Now, they say it's scotch tape, it'll fall off. It's true, you take a regular scotch tape, basic scotch tape. Anything else I see the file stays up for you is not a problem, because if I need to it, you put it in the
map.
Yeah, so that might be one say it's very stark. There's no mafakrik, what mafakrik on left tape. Again, it's not even a left tape, you can pull off. You got a problem, it's not good to see it. A left tape is an arrow, you can put up for a derech arrow, otherwise, put it up well. And it's not even a starker tape, as far as all the summits can be makeable. And even going to have a little bit of stark, it won't pull off. There's one case discussed about Velcro. Maybe the Velcro you shouldn't use, because it might be very easy to come off, fine. But it might be, I've never seen it, and tape plus can make it say no problem. Now, some of the Mechabah, he says, you cannot put it inside more than a tefach, even if it's nicker. Now you think about why we're going to care. Who can put your mezuzah in more than a tefach? That's where it gets involved with numerous doors that we have. We do have more than a tefach. How do we have it that way? So, let's say you have a door like this, except let's say this door wouldn't open. Let's say the glass wouldn't open. So then we'll put the mezuzah. If you put on the halal itself, then it's more than a tefach from where it doesn't open. Since it doesn't, the question like this, a door that doesn't open before with the Pesach, the Pesach is not where the place doesn't open, the Pesach is where the only place it opens. That means you put it on the beam over here, way more than a tefach, deeper in than the Pesach. There were numerous places in time, you go to numerous doors, you'll see a lot of times it's more than a tefach that the door itself doesn't move, the part of the door won't move. You put it on the beam over here, or by the mezuzah, it's a tefach and tefach, not much impossible. Therefore, they discuss anything that has a double frame. Again, like a negative here, we have a double frame. What exactly should you do? There's really two separate machlokes that they discuss in that case. Why is this? First, there's two mezuzah and a maskeit, the cement, and then there's a frame of the door. Again, a double mezuzah and a maskeit on top of that. Where should you put it? Where exactly should you put it? So one child is, first, let's say, where it's, by me, where I sit, the frame is not more than a tefach. So we won't have this problem. So one child is, first, where should you put it, in the case where I sit, is it better to put it where the cement is? Why? Because tefach has samuch, because it's better to have a tefach has samuch. Or it's better to put it where the door is, the maishah, where the Rambam, the door is ma'akiv, and that's where the pesach is. Or do you say, even if the Rambam, maishah is on big pesach, and therefore the door goes to both. Maishah, that's my question among the swam, exactly what to do. From his Amma's house, the picture they have is the mice that you put it with the door wasn't, you had in front of the frame, the mice wasn't as tough as you've been. Others are dying wise, were employed, all discuss the shadow. As my focus, last one say you better put it on the frame itself where the door is, when the Amma, that's the Pesach. Others say, no, put Tevel or Soma. Fine, the shadow is how there's a single last question over here is what defines the door, even in the Ramam Shita. Is it this has a door to the whole entire frame, it's one big frame? Well, no, the mice you put on the door itself. What's the one? My plank is yesh v'yesh. However, in the case which for the back, let's say the frame would be wider, then come out all the swarm one time, and then some akiv. That's how often the offer is. Well, yamak lachko tevach v'oimik. Mice, if you have the frame further in, sometimes the tevach wide, for example, my porch, has a mamasin wood cement thing, then has a frame that it rolls back and forth. That thing is pretty close to tevach. It is tevach, but if it be a tevach wide, so good, then it's probably ma'akim because it's in a tefach, deeper than a tefach. Therefore, you should not put up there. I don't know if people put up there. Maybe they still up. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't know.
Not sure.
Mike, before you get involved in this problem, before, as far as I see among the swarim, come on, all the swarim want to say either it's psul or shas psul, and you should not put it up in the first frame where there is, where again, where the second frame is wider a tefach. Based upon this, they discuss another case where a case the door slides or folds off. When the door folds off, somebody has more than a tefach there. Also, where exactly is it? Where should you put it? Because Maisha is, when you put it on the frame, is that more than a tefach or not? There, Maisha, still not going to show, not going to show, that they want to know that Avada, the frame is the ikkah. Since the door closes and opens, it's not failure, it's not part of the. Even though you can't walk through it, you can't get past it, even though it's not the main box you can see it, but that's the door by Edson itself. If one struggle upon a tiny, you can put on the frame, others want tiny only, you put on the folding thing. And each one said the other one's a brachal batolo. Because the one that said put on the folding thing, the mice is on the door, on the door is meaningless. Someone said that's meaningless. No, so let's say it falls until at least until 2 o'clock. The mezuzah over here on this side. So we should put the frame on the door. You put it on the front of it. You know, you can put it in where actually, it depends what type of door you have. But on the wood itself. Within the tefach. If you can't, I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure. I said, I'm hoping I see around against the mirror, right? I look like mezuzah, but I'm hoping I seem to put pupil on the frame. If someone said, I'm not going to throw a at all, because mammoth knows nothing. All the things disagree.
They
decide, they have that huge glass, they have the glass, but they have that, right? They didn't put a wall, they put a separate thing, but they still put a glass.
But that
evaluated, that a cold issue, yeah. The question was folding, was moving.
Right. Well,
there's nothing,
you must have to
do that thing. That everything is true. I think everyone, the door stationary and the door is not moving, that
everything
is.
Oh,
yeah, both. You have to. If you have no mask, you have nothing. I don't know if you have to do anything. If you have no mezuzah, you have no mezuzah. That's what you have. You have no mezuzah. What happens in case you have no mezuzah? Move back and forth the mezuzah. You have no creatic mezuzah. I'm not going to pull up anything.
If it's
fixed, you have a doorpost. So you put an achid or something, you have a doorpost. Here you have no doorpost. Doorpost goes back and forth. Yeah, no doorpost. It's alright. Fine. Sifal is the local of the how exactly you put it straight or sideways. So you look the sigil, the hamagimel, the gemara is very clear. One way is bottom, one way is kosher. Now which way is which? Well, these Rashi places. Rashi seems to say that having it down is might be possible. You put off. The Tosi seems to say, if I care, that have it off is possible and you should have it lying down. That's the two shitas. Maisa Taisus absorbs and says that Sai Rashi, Sai Taisus, if you have a balakshan, the more sounds like there are three ways of putting up mezuzah. There's one, what the Bnei Rebbe did, doing the one way. There's one, what the Bnei Amoin did. There's one that's possible. Three different ways of doing it. Hamon Taisus, one to kind of, they're doing it balakshan, color days to be say this. So even though it looks like saying over that Rashi Taisus, if we made shalom, we won't get false teachers, nothing to do with that. He studied this based upon Taisi says that in the Gemara there's three different ways of doing mezuzah, and doing about last time life is kosher, the color days, and therefore shows what to do. The Bnei Svar do like the Mechaber, you do and they do it straight up. The Bnei Ashkenaz, the way Bnei Ashkenaz, they do it slanted a little bit. Now the other says, the groin says, they do the exam, the groin holds that we pass to do straight off, and others who follow the groin, and even Bnei Ashkenaz, they do it straight off. However, the Meister, the way Bnei Ashkenaz, they do it slanted. How much is slanted? So if the person says slanted means probably the end of May Ogham. Now the shadow is some people do a little bit, some do a lot. It's really shadow how to answer for Shas and Rashi places. Each one of the Pierre Hogar is that when Ogham doesn't happen to slanted, at least does the follow-up of this end of May Ogham. Now we mentioned last time what happens if you're a shutup in the building, exactly what to do. So we mentioned last time we did Sabbath, Shabbat, Ashkenazi slide. Since the color days, either one is kosher for the Yevon. Therefore, whatever the rove of the binyan is, they have to go after rove of the binyan, and therefore that's right. You come to study mezuzah. Why? I hold about the kosher of the yevon. I can even make a brach on it. No shail on that. The shail will actually have to last alti toy. They have to go after rove of the binyan. However, matzad the loch of putting up planted or straight. They come along with those one kind of go to the left one kind of shoe that we passed him because didn't putting up straight. But why they put it sideways? I'm cautious. That putting up straight is possible. And you agree putting up sideways is kosher. So putting up sideways called it kosher. Putting up straight, amichosh is possible. Therefore, a group of lefts says, in this case, go up to the mean of the building and you should go upside of other kind. No, so it's also like you pass in the maestro that's going up as the station. You pass that way. How are you amichosh with the sheikahs? Therefore, right pitching says go up and put it straight up. Exactly who went down seems to be the valabaisa, as far as whoever went down. I don't tell the valabaisa, that's what they seem to do. Each one has a makor, again, because everything. Michelle, what went down? Isn't it straight on my chash? I have right to my chash upon you. I got a mask straight up as kosher. Or am I right to my chash upon you? Because I agree that the straight up is kosher. One time to say if you read other about left and put it sideways, other days put up straight. However, the person do say that the truth is down, the mice say you have a choice putting it straight or planted to have a queer delus. Among the first Kachubas and Avadas, in the Kuidels, according to some parts of the Apostle, Avadas is since we passed him, I think I've said Avadas Kosh, so Avadas the law is, you should put it up straight. When I can't wait to take that, it needs applying a lot of mice needs a lot of Chazorah, needs a lot of looking around, standing, you stand up inside the forest, but mice are where I've gained that this man. You have to go right there and learn a great product, great Chalakala.